It's time once again for that gentleman with the cheap pocket watch and a bucket full of Chico sticks, coming to you directly from southern New Mexico, where the women are beautiful and the men are finely groomed. He's bringing back the nickel soda pop, and he's here right now because this is the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, hello, friends and neighbors. What an exciting morning I had today. Let me tell you about it. Last night, my son and I decided to take a late-night ride, but we couldn't. You see, I left the lights on in my pickup truck, and unfortunately, I ran the battery dead. So I hooked it up to a charger, and I went to bed. But little did I know that sometime during the night, the power went out. So this morning, well, still no truck to get around in. A good friend of mine did come by this morning, and he gave me a jump. The battery was old, and the truck needed an oil change, so I went into town, and I took care of those things, replacing the old battery and getting the oil change too. And I gotta tell ya, the truck's running a lot better now. So far anyway, I mean it is 26 years old. Too bad though that it doesn't run as good as I did when I was 26 years old. But then again, I guess the difference is in the creators. I hope you're having a great day and that you're having better luck than me. Well, anyway, what do you say we get started right now with all that fun we enjoy here every week, right here on the Jason Kirkman Show?
Gonna tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claimed he has a misery, but he's having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yeah, baby. Woo, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. Well, long tall Sally, she's a bibble species guy. Everything that Uncle John need, oh baby, yeah, baby, woo, baby, having me some fun tonight, yeah. Well, I saw Uncle John with bald head Sally. He saw Aunt Mary coming and he ducked back in the alley, oh baby.
That was Little Richard with Long Tall Sally. Here's Johnny Rivers with Rockin' Pneumonia. We'll be right back. He was a great balladeer. His name was Johnny Horton, and here he is telling the story about Jim Bridger.
Once there was a mountain man who couldn't write his name, yet he deserves a front row seat in history's hall of fame. He forgot more about the Indians than we will ever know. He spoke the language of the Sioux, the Blackfoot and the Crow.
Let's drink to old Jim Bridger, yes, let your glasses high.
As long as there's a USA, don't let his memory die.
That he was making history never once occurred to him.
But I doubt if we'd have been here if it weren't for men like Jim. He spoke with General Custer and said, listen, yellow hair, the Sioux are a great nation, so treat them fair and square. Sit in on their war council, don't laugh away their pride. But Custer didn't listen, at Little Bighorn Custer died.
Let's drink to old Jim Bridger, yes, lift your glasses high.
As long as there's a USA, don't let his memory die.
That he was making history never once occurred to him.
But I doubt if we'd have been here if it weren't for men like Jim. There are poems and there's legends that tell of Carson's fame. Yet compared to Jim Bridger, Kit was civilized and tame. These words are straight from Carson's lips, if you place such store by him. If there's a man who knows this God-forsaken land, it's Jim.
Let's drink to old Jim Bridger, yes, lift your glasses high.
As long as there's a USA, don't let his memory die.
That he was making history never once occurred to him.
But I doubt if we'd have been here if it weren't for men like Jim.
Well, in our area of the country, when somebody gets sick that we know or has passed, we take over food. Have you noticed it? We take over food. You can buy that food. You can go to the deli and the grocery store, get something great, hire somebody to bake it, but put it down in the big list of important things for life. You get a lot more credit if you make it yourself. You can put it on your grandmother's platter, but the women in the kitchen will say, I know where she got that chicken. I'm telling you, it works out that way. And I make only one thing, and that is small little 7-Up pound cakes. I make them by the dozen. I'm out of town, something happens, left brain takes it over. And not long ago, got up one morning and heard that a friend of ours was sick and went to my freezer and my pound cakes were depleted. I did not realize I was out. He said, I've been taking them to a lot of people. A lot of people been sick. I said, well, I didn't know they were gone. I got to get a pound cake made before I leave town, honey. Go to the grocery store and get my ingredients. He said, I'm trying to get to badminton. I said, well, it's just a few ingredients. He said, I tell you what, I can get there and get it and still get to badminton, but you make sure I can go through that express lane. No problem. We don't go to the grocery store together anymore because I frankly don't care what things cost by the half ounce. So I made up the list and he left. Well, y'all, I waited. He didn't come back. I thought, he's gone on to badminton. And I thought, now, where could he be? I was getting ready to call the grocery store, and I heard the car pull in. He came huffing up the steps, had two sacks and more sacks hanging on his arms. He just glared at me, started putting stuff down, and said, I'll get some more out of the car. I looked in the first sack. There was a pound of margarine and two gigantic bottles of vanilla flavoring. doling out a half teaspoon a time, it would take forever to get rid of these two gigantic bottles of vanilla flavor. And in the next sack were three dozen eggs. I said, they had a special. I'll tell you, they have had a special. I didn't need but five eggs, and I just said a dozen. In the next sack was a big old thing of shortening, two of them. And in the next sack, two more, 12 pounds of lard. We could fry fish for everybody in here. But in that fourth sack, I found my list. And I'd like to step out of the kitchen just a minute to tell you something. Left Brain is a smart man. He went to Duke University on a basketball scholarship, played basketball for 4 years, and graduated in the same 4 years. Then he went to Carolina and got a master's degree and a doctorate. He has over-degreed himself. But I don't care how many pieces of paper you frame and put on the wall, if you have a left brain, it's going to kick in on you. And it kicked in on him about the third aisle of that grocery store. I'll step back in the kitchen. I found my list, and in my eagerness to make sure that he could get through the express lane, for probably the first time in my life, I numbered the items. Number one, a pound of butter, no problem. Number two, large bottle of vanilla flavor, and I had two of them. Number three, a dozen eggs. This man has a doctorate degree. Number four, a big, big tub thing of lard. I could hear him coming back. I looked down at number five. Said a 5-pound bag of sugar. I knew he was coming in with 25 pounds of sugar. And number six was a 5-pound bag of all-purpose flour, 30 pounds of flour. Now, I believe in accepting things you can't change, but I also believe in hounding things sometimes. And then sometime I let it ride. And this time, y'all would have been proud of me. I let it ride. I put that list behind my back. He came in again, plopping down sugar and flour all over. Bam, 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 bam. Gets it all down there and says, one more trip. I went back to my list and looked, and number seven was a bottle of 7-Up. I don't want that big bottle because if you're going to make one cake and you just use it, it'll be stale by the time I get back. I told him I wanted a 6-pack of those medium-sized ones hanging. So I knew he was coming back in with 42 bottles of 7-Up. And in a minute, there he was. I had just cleared a space for him right here. Back it up. Put them all down and turned around to me before he left and said, well, obviously, they wouldn't let me through the express lane. But you know what? He got all the way out in the hall and came back and he said, for the record, I figured out what I had done. But by then she was ringing up the 7-Up. And all these people behind me in line were laughing. And I got to get to badminton. Don't tell anybody. I said, I won't. 3 days later, I went to the grocery store. And a woman that was checking me out says, I think I checked out your husband a few days ago. I said, I'm sure you could have. She said, that was an interesting order. I said, let me explain to you. And she was from this area too, and this proves it. Because I said, anytime a friend of ours gets sick or has passed, and both of us went. Said, I make pound cakes, and we take it over. This woman said to me, is there an epidemic?
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide, because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line.
That was Johnny Cash singing I Walk the Line. Here's the great Sam Cooke with Chain Gang.
I hear something saying, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, oh, oh, my work is so hard. Oh,
oh, oh. Here's the sweet, solemn sound of Ray Charles, A Fool for You.
I know you told me such a long time ago that you didn't want me, you didn't love me no more. I wanna know, oh, what makes me be. Do you believe me, child, I'm a fool for you? Oh, just about to break a day. Reach over and feel a pillow, where your baby used to lay. Then you put on your crown, like you never cried before. Oh Lord, yeah, you leave it crying so loud. You'll give the blues to your neighbor next door. Ever since you were 5 years old, baby, I've been a fool for you, little girl. Way down in my soul, I'm a little fool for you. So I know it's something. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Friends and neighbors, if you don't know what this show is about and you're not participating in the concept, then you're really missing out. Let me tell you what the concept is. The concept is that I, Jason Kirtman, your friend and neighbor, across the United States and across the globe, being heard every week by, believe it or not, I believe almost 500,000 listeners. I want to tell you, it's about bringing back the nickel soda pop. It's not the beverage. It's a concept about the way of life we used to enjoy, not only in America, but everywhere. It was a great time, and it's when character was something important. Honesty and integrity and family values. It was something more than a cliche. It was a lifestyle. And I personally believe it needs to be a lifestyle again. And one of the ways that I like to think that we can bring that back together is by spending time with your kids. It's so important. I don't have to tell you that, I'm sure. I want to thank all of the stations that carry the Jason Kirtman Show, and to figure out who those are, just go to my website at jasonkirtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Check out all of the stations in the upper left-hand side of the homepage. Click on those links. It'll take you right to them. And I'd like to remind you that today's show is brought to you by todaysfullerbrush.com. They've been around since 1906. Check them out, todaysfullerbrush.com. We'll do something nice for someone in need this week. You'll feel good about it. I'm going to leave you with a great song by Johnny Horton called Got the Bull by the Horns. I'll see you next time on this fantastic station.
I love the brunettes, the redhead and blonde-haired gals. Yeah, I've done it since I don't know when. Used to go down the line and I love them all. Then I start all over again. Start all over again. I got the bull by the horns on the downhill drag. Things are better than they ever have been. Yeah, I missed a lot of loving in my lifetime, but never gonna do it again. I'm never gonna do it again. school, I guess I done pretty well. All the girls hung around me then, but I acted shy and I let them get away. But I'm never gonna do it again. I'm never gonna do it again. I got the bull by the horns on the downhill drag. Things are better than they ever have been. Yeah, I missed a lot of loving in my lifetime, but I'm never gonna do it again. I'm never gonna do it again. Been in a stomping up all over this town, trying to find the places you've been. Cause I missed your hugging the last go round, so I think I'll go around again. Yeah, let's go around again. I got the bull by the horns on the downhill drag. Things are better than they ever have been. Cause I missed a lot of loving in my lifetime, but I'm never gonna do it again. I'm never gonna do it again.